Welcome to Incomo Podcast.
Yay!
Oh my god, I don't know why I feel like this thing is childish. I told Frank, he was laughing at me. Anyway, so today on the table, what do we have, Frank?
So guys, today we'll be talking about 20 slangs that, or words that will make you sound like a Ghanaian.
Yeah, but you know, before we delve into that, I'm so excited. I'm seeing you after like how many weeks? I've not seen you in like weeks, right?
Yeah. Feels great to be back.
Why? Where did you go to? Wango, baby. So you were here, right here in Ghana. Oh, even now, okay. You didn't go anywhere. Anyway, so yeah, that's what we'll be talking about today. So I remember the other episode where Luke spoke about. Luke spoke about
Ghanaian slang.
Yeah. Mm. Where he said Charlie. So yeah, for all the tourists coming to Ghana. I mean, 2021, when you want to come to Ghana.
And even this December.
You know.
Yeah.
I just hope by then Corona drama will be over and people will still come to Ghana.
Yeah.
I mean, Ghana is a beautiful place. So, yeah. So sounding like a local in the best way is the best way to blend in any situation. In Ghana, knowing the local expressions is the best way to understand the culture and make friends in this beautiful country
called Ghana.
Yeah, Ghana, beloved country, free forever. Anyway, let me stop fooling. Yeah, so I mean, every day we say a lot of things. I mean, as Ghanaians, we are used to a lot of words. We say, so when you come to Ghana and I say it's a saying, it means and now what's a saying? What does it mean, Frank?
Yeah,
I'm testing you on your chi.
It's a saying means how are you? Now what's a saying means and how are you? Basically they mean the same thing. How are you doing?
So yeah.
At the saying, when a Ghanaian asks you, at the saying, he or she wants to find out how you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of Ghanaians like people that, when you check up on them, they're excited when you're, at the saying,
and the second, which is very, very popular, Akwaba.
Yeah, we say it a lot.
Akwaba. Angelique Kidjo has a song, Akwaba. Which basically
to
means
expose me right now.
Welcome.
My voice is terrible. Yeah, it means welcome. So when you come to Ghana and they say Akwaba, it's pronounced Akwaba.
Ish. Linguist.
Because some people you hear some different words, like how they pronounce it. Pronunciation is weird. So when you say Akwaba, it means welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to Ghana.
Akwaba.
Welcome.
Akwaba.
Akwaba.
And the Akwaba can also be used when you do something for someone, the person is very thankful, and
he or she says
thank you, and you're like Akwaba.
Yeah.
Or you're welcome.
Yeah. So Akwaba. So when you come to next time when you come to Ghana and I tell you Akwaba, that's what it means. So yeah. So
This one sounds Nigerian though.
Which one?
I beg.
No, I think I says I beg. Yeah, I beg. I beg is more Nigerian.
More Nigerian.
Yeah, Nigerians like saying, oh, I beg.
I beg.
Yeah, but then we like, so I beg is more like, oh, it's a polite way of saying like, please or.
Please or like, me paucho, like, please.
Me paucho is please, So you can say, and it's pidgin, right?
Yeah.
It's pigeon.
And you can also use
don't say it.
Guys, fella's cutting me short.
No,
okay.
The next one people should guess. Okay, guess. Okay. We can't actually hear them guessing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let's just tell them.
Yeah. Frank used that's it, Frank.
Luke used it the other time.
So yeah, I know you are imagining, right?
Yeah.
If you listen to that episode, if you didn't listen to, go and listen. Luke said something. And it is
Charlie,
what they happen?
Charlie, what?
Yeah, so Charlie means Charlie means like friend.
Or buddy.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. That's what Charlie means. So Charlie, what they happen? Charlie, come here.
And arguably, it's the most common Ghanaian slang.
Exactly.
Nigerians and other people in the diaspora are really aware of chale.
Yeah,
once you tell them you're Ghanaian, you're like chale.
Yeah, they say chale a lot. Yeah, so we have chale, and there's another word.
Oh god.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so this word is very, 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 very popular.
And it's so funny.
Yeah.
That's what I loved.
Yeah, so if you lived in Ghana in around 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, yeah, you might have heard of this word. Mm-hmm. Very, very popular.
Mm-hmm. Ready.
Ready.
Doom.
So.
Yeah, so doomsaw is a term that is like electricity instability, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it got to, so around that time we had a lot of issues where the lights would normally go off, then doom, then to come back saw, then doom, saw, like, so yeah, so it got to a time, and I think Nigerians often refer to ECG when they say that, oh, ECG for my doomsaw. Uh-huh. And then Nigerians refer to us as NEPA. NEPA. NEPA has taken the light too. Yeah, but ours is, ours is ECG.
Yeah.
So my Nigerian friends out there, if I say all my other friends out there, if you hear Doomso in Ghana when you come here, it means your Doom light, you know, the light is off. Yeah. And there's another word. Which
so
one is
if,
that?
Okay, so whenever a Ghanaian sports Caucasian person, mm-hmm, we refer to him or her as an Obroni.
Obroni!
Obroni!
Okay.
So it's basically a term that's used to refer to a white person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obroni is a white person. Like, I mean, when you say Obroni, Obroni, show Obroni no bao. Like, look at the Obroni.
He's coming.
Obroni is coming. No. What kind of translation is this? And there's another one. I don't know. Is it that popular?
It is. Especially, it's really used by kids.
Okay, so chempe. Chempe. Yeah. Chempe means like divide.
Divide.
Yeah. Chemupe.
Chemupe.
Chemupe. Pepe. So if I come to you, if you come to Ghana and somebody says chempe, or you hear that phrase being used, is it a word? Sorry. It's a phrase.
Slang, yeah.
Yeah. Slang being used. It means, divide. Yeah. Chempe. Yeah,
chimp. I really this word is very funny. The next
Which
word
one?
Guys.
Yeah.
Flash.
Flash the mephron.
And it's funny how people use it, like me flash you.
Frank, stop. You're just letting me imagine. Like, I'm just imagining. It's true. People like saying that a lot. When they call you and then they're like, me flash you, when you wanna. Like, I flash you, didn't you see it? I mean, flash is basically when you call and you don't let it ring for a longer time.
Yeah.
The phone, you just give it like a small beep, beep, ping, ping. That's his flash. So when a Ghanaian says, oh, I flashed you, it means that, like, I just called you, but, like, it didn't ring for a long time.
Or
just when you were about to pick the call, I hanged up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's flash. Flash in metro. And mostly people do that when they don't have credits.
Yeah.
Frank, you're a fan of doing fashion.
Guys, I have lots of airtime, data.
It's a lie.
Oh.
Okay, well, maybe let me report myself. I like flashing and all
yes,
that.
Yes, she's confessing.
Yeah. And the next word, I mean, when you come here, you don't hear it, then I don't know. It's tro-tro.
Tro-tro.
Trotsky. Okay, so people pronounce them. So some people pronounce it tro-tro. Some people pronounce it Trotsky.
So Trotsky is the modernized version of tro-tro.
Yeah, Trotsky is the modernized. So those modernized people like Frank, they like say Trotsky. I'm in a Trotsky right now. Like, I call Frank and Frank would be like, I'm in a Trotsky right now. Please.
And I think we use it to make it look like we are in an Uber.
You know,
so, yeah,
but it's tro-tro.
Tro-tro
is like a bus that is sometimes, it's like those rickety cars.
Hey God, you want trouble from?
No, it's not rickety, please. I beg. Our buses are not like, okay, some are like those that are in Kolebu and the rest. Okay, let me not expose myself. Yeah, so you like picking tro-tro, right?
Yeah, it's the cheapest and really not the safest means of transportation in Ghana.
Really not the safest means.
Yeah, well, people, I mean, tro-tro drivers drive anyhow. I mean,
oh,
they drive
yeah,
as though
but
they
I
own
mean,
the street.
It's also convenient because, Charlie.
Yeah, the convenience is there, but
But you know, currently the transfer, like the transport fares are like expensive.
Yeah.
So I mean, Chocho makes it better. Mm-hmm. So when you pick a Chocho, mm-hmm. now you can pay. I mean, it's a lot, but it's not like when you pick an Uber to like maybe East Legon where you have to pay like 15 cedis. But then with a Chocho, you're paying like approximately 5 Ghana cedis for your transport to the place. So it means that you save an extra like. 10 cedis or something.
So yeah, economical.
Exactly. If you want to go budget, do economics, well, Chocho is your friend. But now that Frank, you don't have a car either, Chocho is your friend.
And my best buddy.
So yeah, so Chocho, and in the Chocho we have the mates and then the driver. The mates, they can be they're ready. So the mates are the ones that take the money,
the conductor.
Yeah.
Known in Ghana as aplanke, I think.
Mates.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, let's go full in.
So if you are really convenient, conversant with the word Chocho or Trotsky, then the next word, Ewum.
Yeah.
Ewum, which means it is inside.
Yeah,
or
it means are you going or something.
Ewum, which means...
Ewum is when you want to get down.
Yeah, or when you've reached your spot and you want to alert the mate.
True.
Mate, Ewum.
Yeah, Ewum.
Yeah, it's very vague, but I mean, literally, when you're in a Chocho and then someone says Ewum, that means he or she has gotten to
the destination.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, Chocho. I mean, Chocho is amazing. So that, like, we have the mates and all that, as I said. So a lot of foreigners, when they come, they want to experience the Chocho feeling,
yeah,
the Ghana life. Yeah, so pick a Chocho once in a while. It doesn't hurt much. Mm-hmm. You just save lots of money, but just be careful that the mace doesn't take your change away.
Yes,
like
so
Luke said in that episode.
Oh, Bronnie, don't forget to change your la, la, la. I need to talk about
oh my god. Awesome. So which one, where are we? Yeah, okay, so I think the next one is if I come to you and I say, oh yeah, I read. Oh yeah, I read. Frank, oh yeah, I read. What does it mean?
It means I is read. Literally, it means greedy or...
Yeah. Frank, oh yeah, I read. Are you a greedy person,
yeah,
Frank?
Yeah, greedy, yeah. If you're I read, that means literally eyes are red. So yeah, you want everything. You are
I read are greedy people. Greedy and selfish people.
Mm-hmm.
So when a Ghanaian says, yeah, I read, Pacho,
why you
he has insulted you.
And the next word is kubolo.
Kubolo. Frank, you're a kubolo.
Jesus, guys, I'm not a kubolo. The opposite of a kubolo is what?
Yeah, kubolo. We were supposed to record an episode when you didn't show up. That's kubolo life. Okay, so explain what kubolo is.
Okay, so if you are very conversant with Ghanaian music, I'm sure you would have heard of Emmanuel Usubunso, popularly known by his stage name One Love, the kubolo. So kubolo basically means a truant.
Yeah, it's a truant. Somebody that I insulted
that's
you.
That's what
Dean. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
auntie
like
she.
Yeah.
Auntie.
Yeah. So yeah, that's like a kubolo. Yeah. So yeah, One Love kubolo. And then if I say I feel like this word is more Nigerian too.
Yeah, yes.
So if I say wahala. Wahala day.
Wahala day.
Wahala day.
Wahala day. I think it sounds more Nigerian than Ghanaian.
Yeah, it sounds more Nigerian than Ghanaian.
It, so.
Exactly. So wahala or wahala day. I think it's more Nigerian. More Nigerian, yeah.
But Nigerians, you're taking ownership.
You know.
Ghana no de carry last.
Yeah, Ghana no de carry last. And this weird.
This is weird. This weird is weird.
When I come to you, Frank, and I say Mami George. Mami George. What does it mean?
So basically you want a cigarette.
Yeah.
Cigarette.
Hey, look how you pronounce it, like some dance hall, like dance hall, like, you know. Anyway, so George means cigarette.
Cigarette.
Yeah, it means
cigarette.
But yeah, it means cigarette. Frank, stop it. So it means cigarettes, and I mean cigarettes is bad. Don't smoke.
Yeah, don't
but
smoke.
If you want to smoke, that's your choice. I mean, Anna.
Yeah.
But at least think about the health benefits. Frank, stop fooling. Think about the health benefit. Did I say health benefit? Oh my god. My eyes die. Think about the health. I mean
implications.
Yeah, when you take drugs. Anyway, moving on.
Hey, this word dear.
So I want to talk about this. If I can't, no. So if I say, so Frank, I saw you and your, I mean, your supposed girlfriend.
Philly, Philly, Gani, Gani. So I think Philly Philly is used when you're like, I like you really want to emphasize on the fact that you really saw the person.
Exactly. Yeah.
So like, so when I say, oh, Shianu, Philly Philly, like Philly, Philly, face to face, eyeball to eyeball.
Yeah, that's when you say that. So Philly Philly, that's what it means. Or do, would you want to add something else?
Yeah, Philly Philly. So yeah, if you really want to emphasize on the fact that you've really had an encounter with someone,
facing someone,
you just say Philly Philly.
Yeah.
For emphasis sake.
Yeah, yeah. So Philly Philly. And then Frank,
I never had this when I was growing up. Oh,
you never had what?
The next Ghanaian phrase.
You never had it.
Yeah.
Why?
My head is big, so I cannot do Sakura.
Sakura. Frank, I was gonna do Sakura. What do you think?
Unless you're ready to become a model.
No, it doesn't mean that. If I want to cut my hair, doesn't mean I want to be a model.
Well, there has to be a... Why would you want to cut your hair, though?
Oh, maybe I just want to... I'm tired of, like, my hair, and I want to cut it.
Tired of your hair. People need hair.
That's them, and I'm tired. There's this lady called The Oddity. She... And the way she has shaved her hair... Okay, that's a Sakura. She looks so pretty, yeah?
Yeah.
So, so pretty. And anytime I see her, I'm always excited. And she's so real. Like, she's so real. And she talks about her struggle and how people ask her if she's suffering from alopecia and the rest. Oh.
Or undergoing chemotherapy.
You know?
Yeah.
People, somebody can just cut their hair. It's not that they are going through Sakura. going through.
I said it.
They are going through chemo and all those things. So Sakura is a term. When you come to Ghana and say, why you need to see Sakura? It means that you've cut your hair like totally, like bald. We can't see bulgy. Like,
no hair, not even a...
A grain. Hey.
Jesus. Not even a thread of hair.
Oh my God. What am I like?
Guys, today, our English has gone on leave.
You know? I'm just making mistakes. Anyway, so yeah, there's no like hair, nothing. It's just brown, bald, you know, hair. That's Sakura. So when you say, oh, Bruno, hey, Sakura, oh, that's what it means. Like,
bald-headed.
Yes. Yeah, so, that's a bald-headed. It's okay, why? Moving on.
So moving on, the next word, the next Ghanaian phrase is Akpe te shi.
Hey, mekocha.
Also quickly, also locally called Apio.
Apio?
Or kill me quick.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
Didn't
now
know
you
that.
Know.
I didn't know that.
Kill me quick. Yes.
Kill me quick.
Kill me quick, yeah.
Hey,
Akpe te shi. It's very strong.
Mekocha akpe.
Akpe.
No, you know, like growing up, like you used to, like, they'll give it to you when you have, like, chicken pox and things. Yeah, so I mean,
improvisation.
One thought.
And yeah, it's actually made from sugar cane.
Yeah, it's actually made from sugar cane.
And it's bitter. Sugar cane is supposed
to be. No, like it goes through a lot of process, distillation and what. Please, if I'm wrong, correct me, because they told me this when I was in like
SSM. It's through all of us.
So Akpet is an alcohol, like.
A locally brewed gin.
Exactly.
Very strong.
Yeah.
If you take it raw and you take it in and you haven't eaten, you might die anyway.
You might die. Really?
Your stomach would.
Do you know anybody who has taken who's dead?
Well.
You don't know. So yeah. Please, you can't say for a fact, don't mind, Frank. Yeah, so moving on. The next one is
the
my favorite. Kelewele. Oh Jesus. Kelewele is my favorite. Like, I mean, Kelewele is a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Kelewele is like spicy plantain that they've cut it in like
into pieces
and then so the spices we have like the ginger. Yeah, they are ginger.
Something we take with shit all.
Yeah,
it's very nice.
I've never taken it with shito.
Amazing.
You are weird. Kelewele
with shito and onions.
Jeez, what's that?
Gizzard. Jesus, the best, guys.
It's not
that.
The best. Kelewele with the fried, with the groundnuts and everything, with the ginger. Oh my God, it killed me. It's so nice. With jollof.
On a Friday, with pork.
Hey. Hell no, I don't take pork.
I don't take pork.
Yeah, sorry, I don't take pork. Okay, you take pork. So those that take
pork.
No,
I don't
pork.
Take pork.
I don't take pork.
I don't like it.
Oh,
I
feel, same here.
I think it's too fatty. Oh.
Yeah. But there are some parts where it's not, well, me, it's not really like, it's more like a personal reason. Mm. Yeah, not for like health reasons. Yeah.
Personal.
Yeah, so Kelewele is a nice, like, is when you come to Ghana, try Kelewele. You can't go without
trying. Have you had Kelewele with jollof?
Yeah, it's nice.
It's so nice.
It's so nice.
It's so nice.
Like, my brother doesn't like it, but and I don't understand why he doesn't like it. It's so nice.
It's so nice.
It's so good. Anyway, yeah. So, Kelewele is like, do we call it a meal or what?
I think a delicacy.
Yeah, it's a delicacy, yeah. Yeah. So, when you come to Ghana, why not? Try Kelewele. You will love it.
Yeah.
So, where are we?
Yeah. So obviously, guys, we've sadly gotten to the last word.
Yeah, last word.
And it's funny how it's the last word, because it actually means leave.
Yeah, so come out. Come out for there.
Come out for there.
So when I come to you and I say come out for there, it means, I mean, get away,
get
go away.
Free home.
Yeah, it's like, it's pigeon too.
Pigeon, yeah.
Yeah, so when I come to you and I'm like, hey, come out for
come
there.
Out.
Leave
us alone.
Go away. Yeah, so come out for there. So yeah, I mean, that's literally that.
So these are the words, Ghanaian slangs that you should know if you want to move here to Ghana to come for a visit, or even if you're in Ghana
and
but
you
you're
don't
struggling
know.
With how to blend in. This is the word for you. These are the words that you should be using.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So this is basically that. I had so much fun doing this.
Educating you guys, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, and it's always fun, like, because I mean, we get to know things that we don't know about each other, because I didn't even know Frank doesn't take pork, like,
so
it's always like fun times for us recording this, and we are so excited. Those who listen to us, please, we don't take it for granted. You guys are like our second family,
yeah,
our community members,
the
Nkomo family.
Oh.
So like, thank you. We are so excited, and we are always looking for ways to give you value.
Yeah.
As you listen to our podcast, so don't go away, stick and stay with us. We love you.
We love you too, bit.
So yeah, we just also want to say that we are rounding the season.
Yeah.
We have two more episodes to go.
Yeah,
and then
the season finale.
You know, we have something special coming your way.
Something special for you guys. So just stick and stay.
Yeah, and we love doing it for you guys.
Yeah,
and
for the passion and for the community.
You know, the community, the Nkomo family. We are so happy. So yeah, this is here we... Hey, this is here we, this is where we end the show.
Yes, guys.
Yeah, so we'll come your way next week Friday.
With yet another amazing episode of Nkomo Podcast.
Yay. So dramatic. Anyway, as usual, follow us on our various social media platforms. Nkomo Podcast GH. Please, guys, please follow us. Yeah, so follow us there. And we'll come your way next week. Yeah,
so I'm on social media, on Facebook and Twitter @_Mr_AJ. Follow me, slide into my DMs, guys.
Please don't slide. Move. If you have any questions, send it to us via our DMs and our Gmails. It's nkomopodcast@gmail.com. Okay? Okay, so on that note, yapon wo.
Bye-bye.